This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, a glitch in the COLA haunts retirees. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University, and welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week we're answering a question from a reader. They sent us a question recently asking us if it was true that people born in 1947 receive a lower Social Security retirement benefit than people born in other years. And believe it or not, that is absolutely true. The system wasn't originally designed to do this, but by accident, this has happened to those that were born in 1947, and actually to a lesser degree, but still a little bit, affects those born in 1948. So let me explain. It really doesn't have anything to do with 1947 or 1948, but instead has to do with 2008. In 2008, of course, that was the year of the financial crisis, and it was kind of the peak of the Great Recession, and very odd things were happening to the economy and to the financial system at that time. One of those things was some strange thing with prices and inflation that were happening. That's the crux of the issue. But before we get into that, let me describe real quickly how, once again, how your retirement benefit is calculated. It's actually determined in the year you turn 62. Most people think that they would calculate your benefit the year you go into claim for your Social Security, whatever year that might be, but that's actually not true. Your Social Security retirement benefit is set when you turn 62. When you turn 62, Social Security takes a look at your entire work history, not just the last 35 years or the last 40 or the previous 10 or anything like that, but your entire work history. They then take your earnings from each of those years and adjust them for wage inflation, not for price inflation, but for something called wage inflation. Essentially to level the playing field so that the dollars from one year are worth the same as dollars from another year. Once they do that, they pick the 35 best of those years, average them together, and arrive at your average indexed monthly earnings. Your AMI is how we pronounce that. Well, that AMI then goes into another calculation that results in your PIA, your primary insurance amount is what that stands for. Your primary insurance amount is the retirement benefit, not as of the year you turn 62, which is when they're calculating it, but rather your retirement benefit at your full retirement age, which for people born in 1947, 1948, that's going to be 66. So at age 62, they're calculating it. Your full retirement age isn't for four more years, but that sets it, and then everything else is calculated from that number. Well, a little known fact about how they calculate this, I mentioned they wage inflate or index, which is the terminology they use to describe how they're inflating those previous wages for inflation. They don't apply any indexing or inflation to the 2 years prior to your age 62. So your age 60 and 61 earnings don't get adjustment. So let's bring it back to people born in 1947. They turned 62 in 2009. Well, in 2008, they were 61. And that's when there was that big inflation bump. That inflation bump for Social Security, for people already receiving Social Security, so those older than 62, those people received a COLA, or cost of living adjustment, of 5.8%. Well, that determination was made in October of 2008. But because of the strange things going on, between October of 2008 and January of 2009, prices actually plummeted. And that inflation that appeared to be there for the year 2008 evaporated. But that 5.8% COLA still got applied and started to affect people's benefits in 2009. Well, that inflation bump that we saw didn't get applied to wages for people who turned 62 in 2009, the 1947ers. And they also missed out because they hadn't reached 62 yet. They'd missed out on receiving the benefits of COLA adjustments. Now we move into 2009. received a COLA adjustment for the people who were already claiming, but not those people just then turning 62. 2010 and 2011, if you recall, we didn't receive a COLA adjustment at all for Social Security. And this is essentially because when prices plummeted in the end of 2008, it took all the way until 2012, late 2011, technically, before we saw enough inflation to get prices back above that October 2008 figure. That's why there was no COLA in 2010 and 2011. So these poor folks born in 1947 missed out on any wage inflation adjustment in 2008. They didn't get the COLA for 2009 because that doesn't apply to them yet, wouldn't apply until they're actually receiving, until they're past age 62. And then for the next 2 years, 2010 and 2011, there was zero COLA, which you might say, well, that affected everybody. True, but people who were already collecting had gotten this phantom bonus starting in January 2009, that increase for inflation to cover inflation that really hadn't happened yet and didn't really appear then until 2010 and 2011. So essentially, the people born in 1947 and to a certain extent those born in 1948 fell into this hole, this little glitch where they missed out on all the adjustments that would have happened due to that 5.8% COLA bump, and they will essentially never get those back again. So what's the bottom line on this? Well, for those of you born in 1947, it's figured out, or they've crunched the numbers, and it turns out that your retirement benefits are going to be reduced by about 5% forever. So it's not a whole lot on a monthly basis, but cumulatively over your retirement life, it's going to be, for the average person, several thousands of dollars. There's not really a fix in place for this. There hasn't really even been much talk about it for the past few years. This was brought up by a reader who emailed us. But I haven't really seen much written or talked about on this since about 2010, so it's certainly not on the front burner anywhere. And I wouldn't necessarily expect, with the way that Congress, who's the entity that can fix this, has been operating recently, that we would get any fix for this whatsoever. So it's just one of those things. If you're sitting around at a cocktail party and you happen to be born in 1947 and you've got friends that were a little bit older than you, have them buy you a drink, because they have a permanent increase on their Social Security above and beyond what you receive simply because you were born in 1947. So I know this was a complicated issue. If you think that you're affected by this and would like some more information about it, certainly reach out to us. But this has been our blog post on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, and we'll be back next week with a brand new post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.